Okay. We are on Bava Mabez Itmar. Tumas Mes. Today we get into the sugya today of Tumah Hutra and Duchuyi Betzibur. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Tumas Hamez, Rav Nachman Amar Tumah Hutra Hibetzibur, Rav Sheshes Amar Tumah Duchuyi Hibetzibur. So this is a machlokas we've had a number of times before, and that is, we know that the halacha is, if there is Tumah by a carbon tzibur, which we will talk about, a carbon tzibur which is kavua lahem zman, a tzibur that's done on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael, all the tzibur, and it has a fixed time. If there is tumah by the kohen, by the animal, or something like that, the halacha is that the animal is brought anyway. The question is, how is that looked at in halacha? Is the halacha of tumah dechuyehi betzibur? The tumah is existent, it is pushed aside, you're allowed to do it, but it's just pushed aside, and therefore we might say that if there's any other option, then you have to take the other option, because you don't really want to do it. The tumah exists. That's tumah dechuyehi betzibur. And that is the shita of Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says, no, the chiddush of the Torah is hutrehi betzibur, meaning once there's tumah there, it's hutar. It's as if it's not there. And therefore, you don't have to take as many precautions, and you don't have to be worried about the consequences as much, and you don't have to look for other options if there is tumah there already. Right? That's what this was brought up yesterday when we spoke about, do you have to be worried about tumas meis by the Kohen Gadol? So one mandavar said, tumah hutra betzibur, so you don't have to worry about it. So that's the machlokas, tumah hutra betzibur, tumah dechuyi betzibur. What is the makar for the concept of tumah hutra betzibur? So Rashi quotes, if you just look for a second, first Rashi on the next Amud, Zayin Amud Aleph, Rashi quotes, the makar is Pesach Sheni, where it says, Dechsiv, on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, Dechsiv, Ish kiyia tamilan efesh. If a person, if a yachid, an individual is tamil on afesh, and we darshin yatha pesach sheni, ish nitchel a pesach sheni ve'in tzibur nitchin. An individual is pushed off the pesach sheni, but not a tzibur. That's the makar for tuma hocha betzibur. Rashi continues and says, by which tumos do you say tuma hocha betzibur? So we know for sure it applies to tumas meis. Tumas meis, that's for sure, is tumah hutra betzibur. But what about other types of tumah? So Rashi says, aval zavin umitzorain nidos v'yoldos shetumaso yozal amigufo lo hutra ubal nida kenida. Rashi contrasted to say only tumas meis, but not by tumah hayotze migufo. That's Shitas Rashi. What about, according to Rashi, tumah sheretz? Something like that. Rashi does not talk about it. So some achronim are medayik from Rashi that only these are excluded. Only tumah hayotze lav migufo. But let's say tumah sheretz, maybe you would say it by as well. But the Rambam says beferish not. The Rambam says beferish in Ilchus B'yas Mikdash only by tumas meis. Period. He quotes Abal tamein betumah acheres kagon zavin zavos nidos tamei sheretz nevela loizaskubo etc. Shelo nitches ela tumas meis bovad. That is the sheet of the Rambam. It could be a machlokas Rashi Rambam lav dafka. Rashi doesn't say beferish that it applies to something other than tumas meis. He just doesn't talk about it. But that is two opinions. So that's the machlokas tumah hutra and dechuyi betzibur. According to the Mandama that says tumah hutra betzibur, why do they have to separate a second kohen? Could be if it became tamei before Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, so then you stop b'shas avoda yet, so maybe it's not hutra yet.
No, but it seems to be that this is a practice did every year.
Well, the question is,
they always put him there, and they always set up someone else.
I see. So could be because the week before, too much of a receiver doesn't kick in yet, because he's not doing the. Let's say the Kohen Gadol became tamei during three or four days.
If that week happened good, then they wouldn't have to get someone else.
So we're gonna talk about Lamaisa, what if something happened? We're gonna talk about that. Let's read the Gemara first. Okay. Just two other points before we move on. And that is the Rambam, we know this is a kaza of Tumah Hutra and Dechuyah by Tumah. There is a kaza of Hutra and Dechuyah also by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos somebody's life is in danger, so that we set aside Shabbos and we save the life. So do we say Sakanas Nefashas is Dechuya or Huch? It's Shabbos, Huchur Dechuya, Eitzel Sakanas Nefashas. So the Rambam paskins Dechuya. The Rambam writes in the Perek Beis of Hilcha Shabbos, Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel Sakanas Nefashas, Kishar Kol HaMitzvos. Shabbos is pushed aside regarding Sakanas Nefashas, just like all mitzvahs. Lefichach, Cholash Yeshba Sakana, Osan Lo Chotzorcha B'Shabbos, etc. Says the Kes of Mishnah there, where does the Rambam know that Tumah, that Shabbos is Dechuya Eitzel Bikuach Nefesh? Says the Kes of Mishnah, Umashma dechi hechi de ifligu betuma hachanami ifligu b'shabes lagabe chola imi dechuya or hitra. Since the Rambam paskins dechuya by tuma dechuya b'tzibur, so therefore so too he understands these halachas as linked, as parallel, and just like tuma is dechuya b'tzibur, so too Shabbos is dechuya etzel sakadis defashis. That is the shita of the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. Not all Rishonim hold this way. If you look in the Rosh later on in Maseches Yuma, in Paraches, he quotes the Maharam Mirunberg. The Maharam seems to say that Shabbos is Hutra Itzav Sakaras Tafashas. Not Tuchuya Hutra, Machlokas Rishonim. It might not be exactly parallel to the Tumah case, so therefore, this link might not be fully clear. There is an interesting Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Daraisa, where he talks about this issue of Shabbos, where the Shabbos is Hutra Tuchuya. We mentioned a little bit of this in Maseches Brachas, way back a couple years ago. He has the following title of his essay, Klal Yud, Bo Yivur Mahu Isser Chefsa Umar Isser Gavra. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel writing 100 years ago, before Reb Chaim came up with his lingo, but the Gemara uses the language of Chefsa Gabra. He talks about, it's Shabbos, Malachas of Shabbos. Is that Isser Chefsa, what he would call it, like the Mice is Usser, or the Mice is an Usser, but just an Isser Gavra? He says, some suggested that it is an Isser Gavra. It's not that the act is Usser, but the person can't do it. But he proves from the Gemara Brachas that it's not true. Because the Gemara there says, if a non-Jew lights a candle on Shabbos, Ner shehidliku akum b'Shabbos, asul avarechal b'votzi Shabbos. You can't use that for Abdallah. If a non-Jew lit a candle on Shabbos, you can't use that for Abdallah. Why? B'pnei shalosh shavas mi melechas aveira. Because it didn't rest from melechas aveira. That's the language of the end of Maseches Brachas. Ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, the non-Jew lit a candle. He's allowed to light a candle. If you say all Melech Shabbos is an Isser Gavra, there is no Isser Gavra by a guy. He's allowed to light a candle. What do you mean, Mimbe Shlo Shabbos be Melech Zaveira? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it must be Imkein Maduach Hashem Melech Zaveira. Bi'alkar Chagda Maisa Ba'atzmusa Havi Isser B'Melech Shabbos. It must be no. Melech Shabbos are Isuri Maisim, Isuri Chefsa, as he calls it. You're right, the person is involved, but inherently it will be defined as a Isur Maisa. That's what he proves in that Gemara. And at the end of that piece, it relates to our Gemara then. Because he talks about, so Shabbos, Isur Maisa or Isur Chefsa. So he says, he brings up the case that we're going to talk about later in the Masechta, very interesting case. Let's say you have a chola, and he has to eat meat. So he has to eat meat. In front of you, you have a piece of treif. You also have a cow. Is it better to give the chole a piece of treif, or is it better to shech the animal on Shabbos to give him basar shachot? That's the question. You're the posek. What do you say? So it's a discussion in the poskim. What do you say? Is it better to give him the piece of nevela? You don't violate any chil Shabbos. You have the piece of treif sitting there. Cooked. You have a cheeseburger sitting there. Piece of treif. Or is it better? No. Kosher meat. Shech the animal. Achil Shabbos. There's a question there. Some say that it's better to shecht because then you're only doing one act of chilul, while nevela, every bite that you take is an isser. That's one of the days in the Ran. But there's another way that he explains one of the days of the Rush is that it's better to do isser Shabbos. Why? Because by an isser, by Isser, let me read it to you. We come up Kivan Shehu Rak Lutu Lishchot Peshabbos Aver Acholim Ilachilu Nevela. Afagav the Shabbos Isser Skila. Even though Shabbos is an Isser Skila, while Nevela is just an Isser Lav, maybe it's better to violate Shabbos. Why is it better to shech? We come up because what did the Maharam say that Chole is Hutra Eitzel Shabbos? You know why Chole is Hutra Eitzel Shabbos? Even though it doesn't work with what he said earlier in the paragraph, because he says Kivet Shehu Rak Isser Gavra Al Kena Veheter Gomer Lagabi Chole Isure Gavra. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you say Hutra Isure Chefso or Maiso, you would say Dechuya, because the Gavra you could say is supposed to do something. So if it's all focused on the Gavra, then it could be totally Hutra. So if it's Isser Gavra, like he says, maybe Shabbos is an Isser Gavra, which is against what he said earlier, so then that's Hutra. That's why you were able to do the Shechita. Mashenki Isser Chefza de Nevela. Isser, any treif is for sure, and Isser Chefza. Sheina Isser Sarmen Achefetz, but Vnei Sakan Sachola, Havirak Tuchuya. Alkein Yoser Adav Laz Isser Gavra. Better to violate Shabbos than to give the person treif. Either way, that's his assumption that Gavra Chefza would make a difference whether you say Hutra and Tuchuya. Okay, now we continue. So we have this machlokas, Hutra and Dechuya, when it comes to Tuma and when it comes to Shabbos. Back to Tuma. Says the Gemara, Heicha Deika Tumein Rutarim Behu Bais Av. If you have a family, as we said, All the Kohanim are split up into 24 different groups, 24 Mishmaros, each Mishmar into 6 family groups. So you're on a certain day of the week, you have a certain base Av that's serving in the base of Mikdash on that day. And you have some of them that are Tami, some of them that are Tahor. Then everybody would agree, Kuli Amalo Pligi to Tahor and Avdi Tzibay and Lo Avdi. There, even the Mandamar that says, Tumis Hutra B'tzibur, even Rav Nachman would say that the Tahorim, you have Tahorim standing there. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to search for them. So they should do the avoda. Ki pligi, the machlokes, hutra, the chuya is la hadure v'lasuya taharim beis avachrina. If an entire beis av becomes tameh, do you have to go and search for another beis av that's tahar? That's the machlokes. Reb Nachman amar heter hu betzibur. Reb Nachman says tumeh is hutra, and therefore v'lo madrina. You don't have to search because it's hutra. It's as if this, they're not tameh. Reb Sheshes amar dechuya hi betzibur hu madrinan. Reb Sheshes says no, tumeh is only dechuya. It's existent, but it's pushed aside. If it's there, so you do your best not to rely on the allowance, and therefore you look for other Kohanim who are Tahar. That is one version of the Gemara. Ika to Amre, says the Gemara, another version. Afilu echad ika taharin utzmein v'ahu beisav, palig Reb Nachman. Even if you have Tumeim and Tahorin both there, you have Tahorim staring at you in the face. You know what, says Reb Nachman? You still allow the Tumeim to do it. You have a Tar coin right here. Says Reb Nachman, no. Tumah to Betzibur, Reb Nachman to Polig Reb Nachman, Ba'amar Avdei Nami Tumayin. The Tumayin were allowed to do it even then. To call Tumas Meis Betzibur, Rachmona Sharye. Because any Tumas Meis Betzibur, the Torah allows, even if you have Torah standing there, it is okay. Period. As I mentioned earlier, this Gemara was brought up here because we said, according to the Man D'Amar, Tumah Dechuya Betzibur, you have to take certain precautions beforehand. And you have to be worried about Tumas Meis. It may be if it was Dechuya. But Hushra, you wouldn't have to worry about it. Halacha l'maisa, if a Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei Meis on Yom Kippur, what's the halacha? What do you do? You take all these precautions beforehand. But what Benachem asked before, what if a Maisi becomes Tamei, what do you do? So says the Tosas Arash. Tosas Arash quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says, you switch him. You have another Kohen waiting in the wings. He was Tahar, so you switch him. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda, according to the Tosafos Rashi, says. Where the Tosafos Rashi himself then limits it and says, "V'li nireh, you only switch him according to the Man D'Amar that says dechuya. If tumah hutra b'tzibur, you don't switch him." What was this Kohen here for all these weeks? So Menachem's question. They say maybe for the week before, maybe not so much for that day, but maybe for the week before, you know, where tumah hutra didn't kick in yet, because you're not doing the avodah yet of Yom Kippur, so maybe that's what he says. V'li nirish im nitva b'tumas meis mishamish b'yavikipurim l'mandavar tumah hutra b'tzibur. He could still do it according to the mandavar of hutra. That's what he says. There are others in the Achronim say that even according to the Man D'Amar of Dechuya, maybe you don't switch him. Why? Because what are you switching? This is a B'dieva now, right? Because he's Tamei. But the other guy is also a B'dieva because he didn't have 7 days of Prisha. So you're changing one B'dieva for another B'dieva. So maybe even according to the Man D'Amar of Dechuya, this is quoted B'Shem Danitziv, even according to the Man D'Amar of Dechuya, maybe you're not going to switch the Kohen Gadol if he actually gets Tamei in Yom Kippur. Because the other Kohen you're switching, what do you switch? You switch if you have somebody better, if somebody more l'chachila. But here, the other guy, the other Kohen, didn't have 7 days of Prisha, which is a B'dieved. So you're switching one B'dieved for another B'dieved. That's what some Achronim say. Even L'man D'Amar D'Chuya, you would not switch and you just let this Kohen serve the Tumah. Again, let me have a better answer. Why do you need the other Kohen there for other Tumas? Only Tumas Meis is Hutra B'tzibur, or Dechuya B'tzibur. By any other Tumah that happens on Yom Kippur, you have to switch, because there's no Tumah to B'tzibur. That's the real answer.
Tumah Hutra B'tzibur applies even when you have another option?
That's what Rav Nachman just say. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur applies even if you have other Tahorim in the same base Av staring at you. Still, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is as if it's not there. Like we say on Shabbos, you could do a Malacha B'shinui. Says the Rambam, says some showed him, you don't have to do it B'shinui because, right, Shabbos is Hutra, it's like Tafashis. That's a problem with the Rambam. That's why I just corrected myself, because he says Dechuya, even though he says you don't have to search for a Goy or a Bishinu, etc. That's a problem. But, okay, so that is the Machlokes. What do you do L'maisa by, if the Kohen Gadol gets Tamei on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Minam Minolot. What's the source for Rav Sheshes that Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur? Dechuya meaning it's there, and we push it aside, and we would look for other options. The Tanya, the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. The Tanya, somebody is in the, a Kohen is in the middle of bringing the carbon to Omer. When the carbon to Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, it's very halacha l'maisa for today. We know there's a concept of Yashan. Most bakeries around here now say, we are Yashan. What's Yashan? Means up until any grain that took root in a certain year, you're not allowed to eat that grain. It's called Chadash until the second day of Pesach. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought a special carbon called the carbon of Omer that was brought on the second day of Pesach. Once the carbon was brought, that matired the Chadash, turned it into Yashan, and now you're allowed to eat it. Masha'en Kain, any item, any wheat, any type of grain that took root after the second day of Pesach, you have to wait until the following year, and that's called Chadash. It's a big mystery. We've mentioned in the past why many of us don't hold of Yashan. You know, the Gemara says Mefurish. The Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish. It's not totally on Eretz Yisrael. Chadash is also min HaTorah, even in Chutz La'aretz. So it's a big mystery. The Bach already, in the 1600s, the Bach already wonders this, and the Bach and the Ramah, they come up with a heter, a svek sveka, you know, but again, more and more, more people are being makpid on this halacha, because it's a serious halacha. And really, it's a mystery, the burden of proof is on those of us who don't, who are not makpid, because, you know, it's a real mefurish halacha. This time of year, it's not such a problem, because what am I eating that took root after Pesach? When it comes up, you know, it comes up later in the year, when we get November, December time. Yeah. So you have to do research. All grain. So the question was that someone said all grain in the United States is Yashan. So I was speaking to somebody last summer about it, and it's not so clear. There are ways to find out. You call up different companies, which takes away one of the svekos of the Ramah. Because the Ramah says it's both because of the svek sveka. Safek it took root. One of the svekas is safek that you don't know when it took root. Maybe it took root before last year, but we can find out. A lot of things are, you know, you could call up the whatever of agriculture and find out, you know, when some things are planted in the summer. If they're planted in the summer and I get it in the winter, so I know that took root after Pesach. So, but you're right, if there are certain chazakas, you could find out. So then, that's true, but it's not everything. Not everything. Okay, so that's the Omer. So anyway, getting back to the Braisa. So the Braisa says there's a Kohen in Bizman Beis HaMikdash that brings the Minchas HaOmer. V'nit Beis Biyado, all of a sudden it became Tameh. The carbon Omer became Tameh. Omer, what's the halacha? Omer umibin acher stachteha. You go bring another carbon Omer. You go get some other tahar wheat. Carbon Omer is made out of barley wheat. And so therefore you bring another one. And the question in Gemara Menachos, it had to be cut the night before. What if it wasn't cut the night before? Either way, you bring another one. Vim Eisham Elahi, but if you don't have any other substitutes, he only has the one that's Tameh that's in his hand. Omrim lo, havipikeach v'shtok. Keep quiet. Don't tell anybody that it's Tameh. Why? Because you're going to do it anyway. You don't have any other, this is a carbon seabor, and you don't have any other options. Therefore, we say there's no other, so just keep quiet. K'tani miyas, but what do you see from this braisa? Omer umibiyin acheres tachteha. What does it say that you bring another omer? You try to do your best to try to get out of the tumma. One second. So, tumma hutra b'tzibor, no. Raya, tumma dechuya b'tzibor. This braisa is a raya that if you have another option, you try to find the other option of tahara, you have another option that proves tumma dechuya b'tzibor. Says the Gemara, no raya. Amar Rav Nachman, Modina Hecha Diika Shirayim La'achila. Very important yisod, says Rav Nachman. Even according to the Manda Amar, that says, Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, if it's a karba that's going to be eaten, you try to get another option. Because if it's tummy, you're not going to be able to eat it. The only karba that's eaten when it's tummy is, remember? Karban Pesach. Any other carbon, even if it's usually eaten, if it's tummy, it's not eaten. So says Rav Nachman, an important yisod, even lamand amar tumah hutra b'tzibur, but if the shirayim, if part of the carbon are going to be eaten, so then you try to find another option. So therefore there's no raya, because even Rav Sheshes would agree to this. There is an interesting discussion in Achronim based on this Gemara. The Shvus Yaakov, in the 1700s, Shvus Yaakov had the following shaila. What does it have to do with us? We'll see in a second. Says the Shvus Yaakov, Echad shadako lahalak ner chanukah b'shemen zayis. Chanukah, somebody who always uses olive oil for Chanukah licht. Wonderful. Shemen zayzach. Umal b'chol pan b'shoshu tichla regal manashuk. And he always lights candles at the most proper lachadchila time. Shkia tseis, right when tichla regal manashuk. One time he comes home and he ran out of oil. Ran out of oil. He didn't have those flip tops. He didn't buy them before Chanukah. So he says, okay, what can I do? So he starts lighting wax candles. And he sets it all up. He has the whole menorah set up and it's about to light the candles. And all of a sudden, the oil delivery comes. Does he take the candles out of his menorah to put in the Shemen Zayizach, which is a more mahudr way of lighting Hanukkah candles? Or do you say that no? Zriza Magdibel Mitzvah says he can do the mitzvah right now, it's going to take another couple of minutes, he's going to lose a few minutes of Tichla Regel Manashuk. So what do you do? Is it better to stop doing a mitzvah to do it in the mitzvah in a mufchar way? Or once you're doing it already, hold the itchi itchi, the kivich varhischi lo yafsik. That's the kasha of the Shvus Yaakov. So where in Chas do you look for an answer to this? Says the Shvus Yaakov, you look in Yumad Av Zayin, of course. Where in Yuma Dav Zayin does it say anything about Hanukkah candles? Says Rosh Shavuos Yaakov, you read our Gemara, what does our Gemara say? You're doing the Karban HaOmer, and all of a sudden it becomes Tameh. What do? You go search for another one. And that was a raya that it must be Tumat Dechuyah Betzibur. Says Rosh Shavuos Yaakov, what was the Gemara's Havamina? What was the Gemara's Havamina? Maybe the reason you have to go search for another Karban HaOmer is because that's in a more mitzvah and a mufchar way. If you start doing an avoda, and if you're not doing a mitzvah, and you could do it in a different way, you have to stop. The Gemara didn't suggest that though. The Gemara said, it's a raya for Tumat Dechuyah Betzibur. It must be a raya that you don't have to stop. It must be, in my case, that you have these wax candles, you light the wax candles. Because if you have to stop, the Gemara should have said that in our Gemara. The Gemara should have said, this is a raya you have to stop. It's not a raya for Tumat Dechuyah Betzibur. So that's his raya. That's because Gemara in Yuma Daf Zayin. That's the Shavuos Yaakov's raya. When the Chacham Tzvi heard about this tshuva, they lived in the same time. The Chacham heard about this tshuva, he writes this in Mem Hei. Shaalti, I was asked about the Sefer HaNitfas Bichadosh HaNikra Shavuos Yaakov. The Chacham Tzvi, I saw this new Sefer that's on the market, the Shavuos Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reischer, and he says this, Psak, and I was asked, what do I think about it? Says the Chacham Tzvi, Lo Tzadak V'Psak Hazeh. I disagree. I don't think this is true. Ki harayos shehevi ena machrios daito. I'm not convinced by his rayos. Aye, what about the Goran Yuma? What about the Goran Yuma Dav Zayin? The Gemara tried to prove against Yuma Dechuyah Betzibur. What was the raya? It wouldn't be a raya if you have to stop. He says, that's not a raya. He said, ve'enon ela tama. Two upshlugs. Shehare avluvi dvarav. There's a big difference between starting a mitzvah and just preparing for a mitzvah. By Chanukah candles, you didn't light any candles yet. You set up the menorah. So take the candles out. You didn't start the mitzvah yet. In the case in the Gemara, you're already in the avoda. You have the you're in the Beis Hamikdash. You're walking. You're doing the avoda. You're bringing it to the mizbeach. So if you're ready in the middle, you don't have to stop. If you didn't start yet, you're setting up your candles. Of course, you have to stop. Says the Chacham Tzvi. Number one. Number two, the odes. Minayin lo lomar sheze yoter mitzvah lahader acha mincha acheres tahora she'enem zumenes. Who says that it's more of a mahudah to find the carbon tahor of the carbon omer? You're going to have to stop, you're going to have to wait, you're going to have to search for it. Right? Now he's going to become tameh. He's going to get it and might make the other carbon tameh. So he said it's not such a clear raya. Anyway, that's a discussion of the Chacham Tzvi. A later tshuv in the Shavuos Yaakov, he defends himself. It's almost like it's a slavidik in Chelek Beis in the Shavuos Yaakov. I heard the Chacham Tzvi was against my tshuva and I want to defend myself. Anyway, but it's all based on this Gemara. Yeah. Once you start the mitzvah, we usually have a principle, we spoke about it in Shavuos, Osek b'mitzvah, Potem b'mitzvah. But this is different. This is the mitzvah itself, Osek b'mitzvah, and you could do this same mitzvah in a better way, should you stop. In Achinam, on one hand, it's a bizayin. They talk about that in the later tshuvas. Now, on the other hand, you want to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. Okay. So that is a discussion in the Shavuos Yaakov. Let's go. So Gemara, though, reject it and say, either way, it's not a raya to the man to Amar, to Metuchuyah Betzibur. So Meisvei, now we move on. Next try to bring a raya. Remember what we're trying to bring a raya to? The man to Amar, what's the makar? What's the source for the man to Amar of Dechuyah Betzibur? Meaning, even though Tumah is allowed, we say it's pushed off, it's not Hutar, and therefore we try to find other options if we can. Hutra Betzibur would mean, who cares about other options? Just do it. That's Hutra Betzibur, it's Mutar. Dechuyah Betzibur means you're allowed to do it, but it's pushed aside. Try to find other options. So another try. Meisvei, another brisa. Hayamakrav minchas parim ve'elum v'kvasim. You are bringing a carbon mincha, a flower carbon, of that goes along with a cow, ram, or sheep. We don't know which carbon we're talking about yet. And this mincha becomes tamei. Omer may be an acheres tachtel. So you go try to bring another one. And if you don't have any other choice, omer mlavi b'kiach b'shto. Just be quiet and bring the carbon. So my love, what are we talking about here? Which type of carbon mincha? My love, aren't we talking about parim elu b'kvasim dechag? Aren't we talking about the carbonus of yantif? The mincha that goes along with the carbon is brought on yantif. In other words, we're talking about a carbon sibur that has a set time, and it says here that you try to find another option. Raya, tuma dechuyah betzibur. Same kind of raya. Amalecha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, no raya. Rav Nachman says, hutra, no. Lo, we're not talking about those karbanas. What are we talking about? Parim. What does parim mean in the Braisa? Par avodah zara. We're talking about the par of avodah zara. What's the par of avodah zara? The psukim describe in Parsha Shlach. If the Beis Din HaGadol tells Am Yisrael to do something and it turns out to be avodah zara. It was a shogeg, turns out to be a bodhisattva. They also bring a carbon, a special power. This is different than a regular power held over Shal Tzibur by other Averis. A bodhisattva is special, is unique. So the parim is par bodhisattva. They have to bring that. That's the carbon being referred to. Af al gab de tzibur hu, even though it relates to the tzibur, kiva delo kviya leizman madrinan. Since it doesn't have a set time, we still try to find another option. In other words, says Rav Nachman, I hold Hutra B'tzibur, right? It was a kasha on him. Rav Nachman says, no, this is not a kasha on me, because when do you say Tumah Hutra D'chuyah B'tzibur? That's only, we started off with today's shiur. You need two requirements, usually. You need a carbon tzibur, and it has to be a set time. Kavu Lazman. If you're lacking one of those, then you don't have to say Tumah Hutra D'chuyah B'tzibur. Just wait. Do it tomorrow. So says Rav Nachman, that's what we're talking about here. The parim is parim v'dezaris. I'm talking about a yantif karbon. Therefore, there's no set time. That's why you have to wait and search for another one. Elim, what is Elim? Ve'elish al Aaron. Avagat kvila zman, kivet yachadu madrinon. Elim is lacking the other requirement. Even though it is kavul azman, it's the Yom Kippur karbon, but it's the Isle of Aaron, which is a karbon yachid. So again, that's why it's not related to our discussion of Hutra Dechuya. And finally, three, kvasim, bekeves habaim ha-omer, te'ikish raim la'chilu. Kvasim, no, that's referring to the karbon omer, like we said before. The karbon omer on Pesach is brought also with a keves, and that's what it's talking about. It's talking about that mincha, which is eaten on Pesach. So that is why none of this is a riot for the Mandar Matum Metuchuy B'tzibur, because the Rachman said in all these three cases, it's talking about some other type of karbon where the issue doesn't get off the ground. Meisvei. So we try again. Try number three, right in the middle of the Yalmud. Try again to try to prove Manda Amar Hutra Dechuya. Dam Shenitma. Let's say Dam became Tame. You're about to sprinkle the Dam, it became Tame. Vizarko and the Kohen sprinkled the Dam anyway on the Mizbeach. What's the halacha? Does it bring Kapara or not? Says the Braisa. Bishogeg Hortza. If the Kohen sprinkled it Bishogeg, it works. It was Bishogeg, so we say it works. Bemezid lo Hortza. But Bemezid, it does not work. We're Kones that the Kapara doesn't work. So what does that prove? The Gemara is trying to prove that's about proofs to Medechuya B'tzibur. Asks Tosfos, Hutra Dechuya has nothing to do with what works. Doesn't Hutra Dechuya have to do with what you're allowed to do like Achila? Just look with any other option? So Tosfos just clarifies the Gemara's question here. Last skinny line of Tosfos. In Tosfos Yivar Maskel Dam. The Yishloma Deparach Shapir. No, what it means here is, L'man Damar Heter He, according to the Man Damar Hutra, then he del Achila Lesle Heter He, Hani Milhecha Te Itmi Shirayim Gufayu, Aval Hacha De Basel Itmi, Havile Limishri Afilu Ba'achila. It's not mafurish in the Gemara, says Tosfos, but it's as follows. According to the Man Damar Hutra, it probably, would work with the Yevet as well. Even though, because the meat didn't become tam, it's only the dam. According to the Man Damar Dechuya, since we're so machmir lecharchila, then it must be that the Kapara is not going to be achieved even with the Yevet. So you have to add in a couple of lines according to Tosfos to understand the question of the Gemara. But the Gemara tries to prove, isn't this a raya to Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur? Answers Tosfos. Answers the Gemara, no. Kitani B'yachid. We're talking about a carbon yachid, which again is not in the discussion of Tumah Hutra Dechuya. Carbon yachid, so that's why you could say it's the kapara is not achieved. B'shogeg. Period. Again, as we said, Tumah Dechuya and Hutra is only by a carbon tzibur, where it is kavu al azman. Tashma, another try. Now we get into the discussion of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Alma tzitz meratzah. We know that the tzitz, which was on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, we'll talk about exactly where it was at Hashem later. It says Kodesh Lashem. All the Vachitas how it said Kodesh Lashem, but that had special powers of being metaher karbanos. It was on, we'll talk about whether it was on the Kohen Gadol's forehead or not, but the tzitz itself had special powers. So Alma tzitz meratzah. Ask the Braisa. On which type of tumah was the tzitz meratzeh? That if something is tameh, the tzitz would say, don't worry, it worked anyway, even though it was tameh. So says the Braisa, al hadam, v'al habasar, v'al hachelev, whether the blood, the meat, or the fats, or the chelev, shenitma, whether they became tameh, v'im b'shogig, v'im b'mezid, whether it was shogig or mezid, v'im b'onis, v'im b'ratzon, v'im b'yachid, v'im b'tzibur. So tzitz is maratza on all these cases. Any type of tumah here. V'isakalav tumah heter hibetzibur. And if you say tumah hutra betzibur, lamalila retzuye. What do you? You don't even say the words that the tzitz is maratza. That tzitz helps out. If you say tumah hutra betzibur, you don't need the tzitz. You don't need the tzitz to do anything. If tumah hutra betzibur, if it's tumah and it's a carbon tzibur, the tumah does not exist. What do you need the tzitz to help you out for? If you say tumah hutra betzibur, you don't need the tzitz to help you out. So raya the tumah tchuyah betzibur. Yeah. Going back to the right before, what about the tzitz? Well, it talks about this. We had a machlok at some psachim, so it might be two different days. I have to look back there, but you have to work it out. The tzitz maratza dam basar chelav. If it's connected to tumas aguf, also we said the tzitz is dam maratza on tumas aguf. That gemara in psachim daf pei. So I have to look back to work it out. But you're right. Yeah. Why didn't the...
Why couldn't the betzibur be referred?
Because here, this price doesn't limit it to any specific animal. It just says, al-matz is maratza. It seems like it's always maratza on all karbanos. So we're saying, why do you need that if it's... If too much of a betzibur, you shouldn't need anything to be maratza. So, amalach ha-Rav Nachman... No, two answers. Number one, kiktani atziz maratza adi yachid. Either, maybe this is what you were just saying, maybe this whole price is only about a karban yachid. Carbon yachid, therefore, even the mandaber that says hutra agrees by carbon yachid zuchuya. V'ba'yisema filo tema betzibur barach tol kabi elazman. Or even if you say we're talking about carbon zibur, still maybe it's talking about those carbonos that don't have a set time. Either way, maybe it's talking about a carbon without one of the requirements of the discussion of hutra zuchuya, and therefore it is no raya. It says in the brayso of right. The rishon, I think Tosfos asked that. Other rishonim asked that baby yachid betzibur. You have to say. You have to work that out. You have to work out what that means. Okay. There is this, to mention, there's something that I alluded to yesterday, and that is the Tumah Hutra Tchuyah Betzibur comes up by Chanukah as well. If you remember this question, one of the Pnei Yeshua is Kasha by Chanukah. Pnei Yeshua asks, if we say Tumah Hutra or Tchuyah Betzibur, or especially the Mandamar Hutra Betzibur, why did Hashem have to do the Nes of Chanukah? Right? We could have used Tamei oil. This is the second most famous question on Hanukkah. Right? The most famous question is, why do you need the Beis Yosef's question? Why is Hanukkah 8 days and not 7 days? Fine. 100 answers. But, what about the... This is the second most famous question, and that is, why did Hashem have to do the Nes? Tumah Hutra Betzibur, according to certain shitas. V'ilchor yish l'tamua kol torach ha'nes hazeh. Lama, do'akayim alon tumah hutra betzibur, v'ayichol l'hadak b'shem en tamay. So says the Pnei Yeshua, but Yeshua answers, we did not mention this one yesterday, L'kach nira di'ikir ha'neis lo nasa el lahodiya lahem chibas hamakam aleihem. The neis was purely to show how much Hashem loves us. You're right, we really didn't need the neis. Halachli, we didn't need the neis. But Hashem wanted to show a special hashuras hashchina, maybe to counter the Yevanim's claim that there's nothing unique about Klal Yisrael. They were against Bechiras Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm doing the nes for them, and I'm gonna make sure that they know. Again, this fits into a lot of the Torah that we talk about on Chanukah. Bisrachet lo nisa beker ha'inyin shenigalu gula shleimim yatzon ehem, show you only Yisrael. Because they used to tell the Jews, Kisra Karan Ashar Shain Lach Bechela Belke Yisrael, the Gazar Kamashmadios, they picked all the mitzvos that are called an os, Rosh Chodesh and Bris Milah and Shabbos, all these days, because they wanted to cut the connection between Hashem and Am Yisrael. So Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu did us a nes, even though we didn't need it, to show his special connection to us. That's one answer given. Rabbi Yosef Engel mentioned an answer that I said yesterday outside. But I looked it up again. It's there in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, where he says everything at the beginning has to be pure. Whenever you start, you can't start out in a b'di'evid way. Everything, all beginnings have to be l'chadchila. So here you're being mechanech l'mizbeach. Mechanech's the Beis HaMikdash. You can't start out a new era of the Beis HaMikdash in a b'di'evid fashion, relying on Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to do the nes. Kiven the Chanukah he davar haschaliv rashi l'chol habach harav l'kach chutzrach shei betara gemura lo b'tchias tuma. That is again a big Musar Haskel. that all haschalos have to be pure, can't be relying on b'di'evet. Because if you're relying on a b'di'evet at the beginning, so then it's not happening. Right? The cornerstone of a building has to be, right? They say b'shem Rav Chaim Volozhin. That's why Volozhin was Volozhin, because the cornerstone of Volozhin, when it was planted, there was purity, there was tara when they started building. It was all lishma. If it's all lishma at the beginning, so then it lasts. Okay, that is a discussion regarding in Yoni Chanukah, Hutra Dechuya. Back to our Gemara, Hutra Dechuya. Four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. Meisvei. Another try to prove Hutra Dechuya. The Nasa Aaron is Avon HaKadashim. Aaron literally will carry the sin of the Karbanos. What do you mean he will carry it? He will be mechaper for it, wearing the tzitz. So we'll talk about referring to the tzitz. V'chi is avon unosei. Which sin will Aaron be mechaper for by wearing the tzitz? Im avon pigol, if it's referring to the sin of pigol. Pigol here does not mean what it usually means. Pigol here means chutz limkomo. If I have a thought, usually we have something called pigol, something called pusel. If a Kohen thinks of eating the karbon or sprinkling the dam after the time, after the proper time, that's usually called pigol, and in the wrong place is usually called chutzlim pusel. That's what in Maseches Zvachim, Ari can tell us, there were four prakim about pigol in Maseches Zvachim, fond memories. That's pigol versus pusel. But here it's just a little different usage. Pigol here means chutzlim komo. That if somebody has a thought, if a Kohen has a thought to eat or sprinkle the dam chutzlim komo, that's what the Gemara here is calling pigol. So is that the sin that the Kohen Aaron is being mechaper for? Like fine emar lo yeratzeh. No, the pasuk says no. If it's pigol, it's pusel. Period. So it's not Maratza for that. Vim avon nosar, and if it's coming for the avon of nosar, here the word nosar means what we usually call pigol. Chutz lizmano, nosar is something that's left over, chutz lizmano. Harikvar nemer lo yichashay. Either way, says the Braisa, what is Aaron mechaper for? It can't be if a carbon is shackled chutz lizmano or chutz lizmano. So what must it mean? Ha eno nosay el avon tumma. It must be referring to tumma. Must be referring to tumah, that Aaron is v'chaper, the tzitz of Aaron is v'chaper for the avon of tumah, even by a carbon yachid, because after all, shehutra michala b'sibur. Why? Because we have a parallel by the carbon sibur, we know tumah is hutra b'sibur. So if tumah is hutra b'sibur by a carbon sibur, so too the Kohen can be machaper for the sin of tumah, even by a yachid. Because you see, tumah is already a sin that can be, is already a state that can be pushed aside. So now we don't have a raya to Rav Sheshes, for kashal Rav Sheshes. Here's a price that says mefurish tumah hutra b'sibur. So we have a raya kasha on Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara ends up saying, Tanoihi, really this whole machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, where the Hutra Dechuya is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa is as follows. Tzitz, bein sheyesh no mitzcha, bein sheino mitzcha, baratza divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says an amazing shita. Even if the tzitz is sitting on a shelf in the Kohen Gadol's cubby in the Beis HaMikdash, it still has the koach of ritzui. It does not have to be on his forehead. Whether the tzitz is on his forehead or not, it does what it's supposed to do. The tzitz is meratzeh, whether it's on his forehead, whether it's not on his forehead. That's the shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda Omer says, Reb Yehuda says, no. Odei al mitzcho meratzeh. Only when it's on his forehead does it have the power of ritzui. Ein odei al mitzcho ein meratzeh. If it's on the forehead, it doesn't have the power of ritzui. So we didn't get out to our point yet. But that's the machlokes of Reb Yehuda. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Reb Yehuda, I'll bring you a raya that it doesn't have to be on his forehead to do what it has to do. Why? Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Yochiach. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. He goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. He's not wearing the tzitz, and he's achieving kapara, right? He only wears the avo. He only wears the big day lavan, right? Any of the big day zav he can't wear. In kategor nasa sanigar, he can't wear the golden begadim into the Kodesh Kadashim, right? Because it's going to remind Hashem of the egel. So he only wears the big day lavan. He's not wearing the tzitz, and it still works. Haraya says Reb Shimon that it's maratzah even if it's not on. It works, even though it's not on the forehead. Am Rabbi Yehuda? No, Rabbi Yehuda says no raya. Hanach l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. No, you know why Yom Kippur works? Not because the tzitz works even when it's not on the forehead. It works because you don't need the tzitz. Shetuma hutra lo b'tzibur. That's Rabbi Yehuda's response. No, you don't need the tzitz because tuma is hutra b'tzibur. Mashma was from Shimon Shita. Michlal, Reb Shimon Savar Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. So therefore, so we have a machlokas tanoim. This machlokas amoraim of Reb Achron of Sheshes is really a machlokas tanoim between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. There is a discussion the Beis Halevi brings up that says if it has to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, that's what we pass. That's what Reb Shimon says. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. Does that mean with all the other begadim also, or just the tzitz? What if he just wears the tzitz? He skips the other begadim. Does it achieve ritzui even without the other begadim? The Beis Halevi assumes that it has to be with all the other begadim, because it's not called Bigdei Kahuna unless you're wearing all of them. And as we said yesterday, maybe a little bit, it's not called a Kohen Gadol until he's wearing all his begadim. As the Gemara says in Zvachim, Bizvashe Bigdei Am Alayam, Kuhunasam Alayam. Bizman, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol on him is called a Kohen Gadol. So if you say that the tzitz has to be on him, says the Beis Halevi, he assumes that it has to be that all of them have to be on him, not just the tzitz. Yeah. On your kippur, what is bechaper? So there are a bunch of things. The Gemara says itzumo shayom is bechaper. The Gemara says sir the sir lazazel. So there are different parts of the kapara, different parts of kapara. But the tzitz is part of it. The assumption is that here that it is part of it. And then, well, there's differences. There's kapara for there's ritzui for tuma, and then there's kapara for chataim. So there's two different issues. Yeah. The shan is with the avnei. Yeah, outside the base of Mikdash. Let's say they didn't wear it. So let's get to that. We'll continue. We'll get to that line in the Gemara's going to bring that up in a second. Okay. Period. There is also just an important Rashi. When according to this whole discussion of the tzitz being on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, when does it have to be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead? When he does the avoda, that's the pashtus. That's what most Rishonim say. Rashi has a chiddush. First, second skinny line in Rashi. Rashi said this in Psachim as well. Beit Yeshnu al tzitz al mitzcho shel Kohen Gadol kishe'ira tuma al hakarban. Rashi says, on Zayin Mabez, the tzitz has to be, when's the crucial time? When the tumah occurs. Not when the avoda occurs. Many ask, what's Rashi talking about? Who cares when it became tumah? But that's Shita's Rashi. Many say the Brisker Rav says, no, Rashi's adding a point. Not only does it have to be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead when he does the avoda, it had to have been on the forehead when the item became tumah also. Because somehow the tzitz prevents the chalos tumah on the object. If it's not on then, even earlier, then it's not going to work. Again, it's the Chiddush of Rashi, which we're not going to go into more now, but just know that sheet. It's an important sheet of Rashi. Continuing the Gemara, Amar Abaya, talking about this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. B'nishparat says, kulei amalo pliki de lo maratza. If the tzitz gets broken, everybody agrees it's not going to work. It's not maratza if it's broken. Even Rabbi Shimon would say that if it's not on, it works, but if it's broken, it's not going to work. Ki pliki de tali b'sichsa. They argue when it's hanging on a hook, hanging on a peg, meaning it's just not on. Rabbi Yehuda savar al meitzach v'nasa. Rabbi Yehuda says the pasuk has on the forehead, and right after that it says v'nasa, that he carries the sin, meaning it has to be on the forehead. Rabbi Shimon savar, no. Tamid l'ratzon l'vnei Hashem. It says that the tzitz is always tamid, always l'ratzon. So my tamid, what does always mean? Ilema tamid amitzcho, if tamid is referring to it, always is on his forehead. That's not true. Mimish kachas la. Is it always on the forehead? Milo boy lemeil avis akise. Doesn't the Kohen Gadol have to go to the bathroom once in a while? He has to take off the tzitz. Milo boy meinam. Doesn't he have to sleep every once in a while? So you know tamid can't be referring to its being on the Kohen Gadol. So what must tamid mean according to Rabbi Shimon? It must mean, no, that it always works, but not that it always has to be on the forehead. Elo tamid maratzahu. It always works, and that is what tamid means according to Rabbi Shimon. There is a important discussion that the Ritva brings out, a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam against everybody else. Rabbeinu Tam proves from our Gemara. Dictate Mikan Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Gemara say here? Hey, it's not on him always. After all, maybe he has to go to the bathroom, maybe he has to sleep. The Rabbeinu Tam says, why didn't the Gemara also say maybe he has to go outside the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara doesn't suggest that. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ritva, Dikte Mikan Rabbeinu Tam, Shahat Tzitz Mutter LeKohen Gadol Afilu B'Medina. The Kohen Gadol is a ladder where the tzitz outside the Beis HaMikdash. Delo Asrinan Hacha El B'Idan Meinam U'Me'el Beis HaKisei. Right? He only asks, is it going to the bathroom or sleep? And if he's arrived for Kedushin, there's a story at the end of Masechet Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav, where it talks about Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech had the tzitz on. Yanai HaMelech wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so it must be that he had the tzitz on, he was allowed to do it outside the base of Mikdash. The afal gav deshar bigdei kahuna lo nitznu lehenos b'hem ela b'mikdash. Even though other begadim you were not allowed to wear outside the base of Mikdash, that we spoke about yesterday, the avnei, the others, says the Rabbeinu Tam, b'tzitz huta b'medina. The tzitz was different. The tzitz you were allowed to wear outside. Based on our Gemara, because the Gemara does not suggest that. Says the Ritva, quoting the Ramban, ve'ina mechura ve'inai. Says the Ritva, what are you talking about? The tzitz is more special than any other baged. You could wear the tzitz outside and nothing else? Remember, we had the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh yesterday. The Aruch Chaim said on the list of begadim in Tetzaveh, it lists six begadim. It leaves off the tzitz of the Mechnasayim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh had says because the tzitz is so special up, and the Mechnasayim is so special lower level. But the tzitz is the most special one, Kodesh Lashem. When we think of the Big Tehuda, we think of the tzitz. That could go outside the base of Mikdash, says the Ritva. How could that be? V'kalki agavna tamia rabahu, says, I don't understand him. V'hacha b'mikdash karminan. The whole discussion here is within the base of Mikdash. That's why it doesn't give that suggestion. Maybe he'll go out the base of Mikdash. We're talking about he's in the base of Mikdash. That's why he gives these suggestions. And then he says, what about the story about Yanei Melech and Kedusha? No, he was wrong. That's why they were so upset at him. He was wrong. He says, therefore, he says, Hilgach ein heter hanab etzitz chus lamikdash Rabbeinu HaGadol. Quotes the Rabban. But this is a shita, just to know, we'll see where it comes up again in the Masechta. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds you light it with its tzitz, unlike the other begadim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara just proved what the source is for Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. What we're up to now, third to last line, we'll stop here, is what does each shita do with the other one's pasuk? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word tamid? Right, tamid, if it doesn't mean it always works, it can't mean that it's always on him. And what does Rabbi Shimon do Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk of Al Meitzach Vidasa? So Hashem, we'll continue with that tomorrow. Interesting discussion of tefillin at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Hashem, we'll talk about it.
Can't wear it.
If it's broken, it doesn't work. It's not called the sits.
It's not
called the sits. Right.
The advice bar is that we didn't give